WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 57 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall yesterday into early this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. We'll look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with any remaining showers and thunderstorms across the listening area ending, and we'll have a high around 66 and showers and thunderstorms later on tonight again, with a low of 57. In the news, an explosion at a home in Council Bluffs Thursday evening resulted in one person being sent to the hospital suffering from severe burns. Witnesses told Omaha television station KETV that a man came running from the house shortly after the fire occurred. Council Bluffs Fire Chief Alan Byers confirmed the victim suffered critical burns to 50% of his body and was transported to the Nebraska Medical Center. The man's name and a report on his condition are not currently available. The blaze at 310 South 10th Street was reported at around 7:45 p.m. Byers said both neighbors and police reported hearing a number of explosions coming from the second floor of the home, which is located a short distance west of Bayless Park. The blaze was snuffed out in about a half an hour by fire crews. Chief Byers couldn't say for sure what started the fire, but he indicated there were combustible materials inside the home. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. News time is 7:08.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two Council Bluffs men were arrested that morning following the theft of an ATM from the Farmers Trust and Savings Bank in Erling. 34-year-old Robert Eady and 19-year-old Patrick Eggerling were taken into custody on felony charges, including first-degree theft, third-degree burglary, possession of stolen property, and criminal mischief in the second degree. Both men were also charged with possession of burglary tools, an aggravated misdemeanor, and they were being held in the Shelby County Jail. Two deputies were called to the bank at around 4 a.m. Thursday after a witness observed a Chevy Blazer with two male suspects at the bank. The witnesses saw the men use a log chain to pull the ATM out of the bank and onto the street. They then allegedly loaded the machine into the vehicle and took off. After a description of the SUV was broadcast to law enforcement agencies, a Harrison County Sheriff's deputy observed the vehicle on Highway 30 near Logan. The suspects failed to yield to the deputy, who then engaged in a pursuit. The chase continued onto Interstate 680, with the Iowa State Patrol and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies joining in the pursuit. The incident concluded with the SUV being wrecked when it crashed into a ditch on Whippoorwill Road near mile marker 18 of I-680. Both suspects ran from the vehicle, but were eventually taken into custody a short distance from where the SUV was abandoned. Deputies recovered the ATM from the rear of the Blazer after the suspects were taken into custody. The vehicle was later determined to have been stolen out of Wright County. A Polk County judge has ordered a Nebraska-based contractor to follow Iowa's consumer fraud and door-to-door sales laws. The Office of the Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller said the judge also ordered the company, Nationwide Construction Incorporated, to reimburse a Council Bluffs resident more than $7,000. The company is owned by Mark Schneiderwind and also does business in Omaha. Miller's office has investigated complaints that Schneiderwind and his company failed to provide services following payment, provided substandard services, and made misrepresentations to customers. Schneiderwind and Nationwide denied the allegations but agreed to comply with the order, which is in the form of a consent decree. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office is inviting the public to attend the 4th Judicial District Department of Correctional Services Crime Victims' Rights Week luncheon, which will be held on April 25th. The event, which is sponsored by the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors, takes place at the Council Bluffs Country Club, beginning with the buffet lunch at 11:30 a.m., again on the 25th. A program featuring keynote speakers Jennifer Eaton Bertagnoli and Mickey Oldham will run from noon until 1:15 p.m. on that date. Eaton Bertagnoli is a co-founder of the Ken Eaton Foundation, along with Dr. Rico Bertagnoli. The foundation was created in memory of Jennifer's father, Ken Eaton, who was murdered in an anti-gay hate crime in Des Moines on February 13th of 1988. Oldham is a survivor of the Von Maur shooting in Omaha. The incident happened on December 5, 2007, at the Westroads Mall when a sole gunman identified as 19-year-old Robert Hawkins entered the store. He killed eight people and injured five others before shooting himself. Oldham will answer questions about that incident and sign copies of her book, 35 Minutes and Counting, after her presentation. There is no cost to attend the event, but reservations are necessary, and to reserve your place at the luncheon and program, you can call Jen Foltz. Her number is 712-325-4943, extension 203. News time is 7:13.
Let me guess. The flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications, too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Stanley Hansen, age 89, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Stanley Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charles Larson, age 66, of Kimbleton, died Monday. Funeral services for Charles Larson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Bethany Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has the arrangements. Richard C. Peterson, age 81, of Elkhorn and formerly of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Richard Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Hazel Watts, age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hazel Watts will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Beverly Olson, age 87, of Manila, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Beverly Olson will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Felicia K. Winkleblack, age 34, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Felicia K. Winkleblack will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Bagley. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Edith Haynes, age 85, of Oakland, died April 6th. Memorial services for Edith Haynes will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Lewis McCall, age 96, of Bridgewater, died on March 28th. A memorial luncheon for Lewis McCall will be held at noon Saturday at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Betty Barnes, age 79, of Griswold, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Betty Barnes will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Clifford Huff, age 78, of Manila, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Clifford Huff will be held on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Mark Conrad, age 56, of Harlan, died April 5th. Graveside services for Mark Conrad will be held next Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And E.J. Eldred Conrad, age 92, of Harlan, died February 20th. Graveside services for E.J. Conrad will be held April 20th at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.